Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. I could be the one to wake up with Hiya Fam.
Would you say that Justin Bieber inspires passion in people?
I would say he inspires some of the crazy in some people.
Yes.
I'm not sure about passion.
Yes, crazy.
Different thing.
Yeah. There's a 21-year-old guy. He was in the car with his 41-year-old mum, 17-year-old sister, and 70-year-old grandmother a few days ago when a Justin Bieber song came on the radio.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't know what the song was that came on, but I do know that the guy and his mum started arguing over the lyrics.
What was the argument?
Well, my guess, with my limited Justin Bieber knowledge, is the guy argued that there's an uncensored version of Love Yourself.
Yes.
Where Justin says something else.
I believe there is.
And the mum didn't like him saying that in front of the grandmum and the sister.
Yeah.
They wound up pulling over as the argument got more heated, and then the guy actually started choking his mother.
He choked his mother?
Yes. The police came and he was arrested for domestic assault.
This is what happens in the world when the Bieber's behaving. Something else goes skew-whip to make up for it.
It's Bieber's
fault.
It's Bieber karma.
Bieber's got a lot to answer for. Here we go. Wake up, wake up.
I just keep moving. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
You're getting quite a lot of WhatsApps this morning about me, I believe.
Yes, I am.
And about the laugh in particular.
Well, there's been a couple about the laugh. It's nice to have the laugh back.
The laugh, the machine gun laugh.
Yeah.
Which makes me think, because I read somewhere that apparently, and this is quite low, I think, 19% of people wish they could change their partner's laugh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm lucky because I know that he loves my laugh.
We actually have some audio of George's partner right here.
Oh, man, a few words. Oh, it's good to be back. You got to get
up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
I found this last night, and apparently it's been around for a while. Twitter has an app that lets you look up anyone's first tweet ever.
So oh, right.
I use it to unearth the very first tweets of some celebrities.
Now, okay.
There are a lot of lame ones saying, oh, this is my first tweet. Something like, here we go. Hello, Twittersphere. Finally succumbing to this Twitter thing. Katy Perry says, just got into Berlin, feeling better, thank you. I have my Vicks inhaler by my bedside. And P.S. I Twitter. I Twitter.
Straight in there with an ad as well.
Tiger Woods, welcome to my new Twitter page at www.twitter.com/Tiger Woods. I don't think Tiger actually gets into Twitter very much.
No.
Pink, I have officially entered the 20th century. I mean the 21st. Did Pink somehow not realise you could backspace on Twitter? Right,
what's
you
yours?
Are, mine was, and I mean very big. There will be an argument. And that was what mine was.
Okay.
I just like started it in the middle of a sentence. So yours is George
Ryland. Oh, I don't ever want to know what mine was.
Okay, George Ryland.
Please check don't it. Be disappointing.
Oh,
no.
This was sent on the 27th of March, 2009, right?
I can't even remember where I lived then.
Well, you were on the radio,
yeah.
Let me tell you. And I would just like to say, things haven't changed.
Okay.
Things haven't changed.
What did I do? What did I do?
You've got...
Oh, no.
As a statement.
Yeah.
Heading into a cold studio.
Is that it?
That's it.
Strong start for the Rylands. Get up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks here and George Ryland's back.
Good morning.
She has a fractured ankle, which is in a nice pink cast.
It is lovely in pink. I did actually choose the pink, but moving on.
You flew back. When did you fly back? It was Friday.
Friday night from the UK, so I got in yesterday morning.
How was the flight? How was Oman Air?
I was really well looked after, actually. I had to go in a wheelchair around both airports, which I've never done before. It was weird.
Did you call up beforehand and say, I need special assistance? hands.
Yeah. And she said to me, well, we can only give you a wheelchair. And I was like, that's what I was looking for. I wasn't looking to be carried on a Greek throne.
Did you have a little man wheeling you around?
I actually had quite a few people helping me. Everyone was so lovely.
I bet you and loved then, that. You I loved did. It.
It was amazing. And then everyone else gets off the plane first.
Yeah.
And I sat there and waited. And I thought, I'm sure they know. And everyone's smiling at me. Thought I was just caressing it. And then the pilot came out.
Did he?
And he had a look.
Oh, hello.
And he was like, are you all right there?
Oh.
And I said, yeah, I just waited. He's there here in a minute. And then he looked at me again. And he went, yeah. I recognise that voice.
No, you're kidding
I'm
me.
I'm not. And I went, I FM. And then one of the lovely cabin crew went, I knew it. And then I had to be wheeled off the plane backwards. I mean, please let there be something there. Please let there be something there.
Oh, lovely. Hey,
what?
Was the pilot single?
No anymore, love. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
It's High FM, it's Robin Banks.
Hi, welcome back, George.
Thank you very much.
It's all right.
Nice to be back.
Good.
My housemate was also very pleased to have me back. However.
Why is there always a however in your stories?
I know. It's a Ryland thing. She's quite nervous around me because we're both quite clumsy.
Oh, right.
She did this bizarre assault course through the lounge yesterday just so she didn't have to walk past me.
Can I just say George is on crutches at the moment and she has a fractured ankle. Nice little pink cast is on there. So, and you are, it's what you're a couple of days being on crutches, so you're not an expert.
I'm not an expert yet, but I was stationary at the time.
Okay.
And she went through the dog's beds, over chairs, all sorts to get round me. She's so nervous of me. And she's been making me tea, she made me dinner.
It's lovely.
But then I was coming in from the outside and there was a bee. I start waving my crotch at this bee. She looks at the bee. She went, hell no. Just slammed the door in my face.
Oh, stop.
I said, I'm on crutches. And she went, I'm not having that in the house.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
When you went to buy your new trousers,
yep.
Did you try them on?
I actually did, yeah. And I was with my dad.
Yeah.
And
right, okay. So
we went in there, and the lovely shop assistant came, oh, what have you done?
Oh, what's going on?
Broke my ankle. She got me a pair of trousers.
Yeah.
And so I just need something that will go over this cast, because my jeans don't. So I hobble into the changing room, and I sit down and try them on. It's all fine. I came out. And then my dad going, oh, you took your time, didn't you? I was like, oh, you're funny. Jokers. Oh,
thanks a lot.
Yeah.
And was it the first pair of trousers that you tried on? Or?
Yep, they'll do.
Was it? And they'll do. Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't normally, but I'm in a cast and I can't be bothered to try on another pair. Oh, I'd hate that. So you've got what, three pairs of trousers?
I've got two that I can currently wear. I've got loads of shorts and stuff. But,
yeah.
But, you know, coming to the radio station in the mall, I need trues. But I was like, eight real, fine.
Yeah, I love them. I love four of them. Please, do they fit? Yeah, just different colours. That'll fool them.
Hi, this is iPhone.
Hello.
Is Jishnu here?
Jishnu's there.
George is over there.
I am. Yeah. Banks is over there.
Look, he's pointing. He's pointing at you. Pointing
he's
at
waving.
Me. George is over there. Banks is over there.
Yeah.
All right, what you got?
I've just been returned to the studio by Jishnu.
I was laughing.
All right.
And I see this on screen.
Wait. Why?
I'll tell you. So George was going to take something from her desk.
Right.
At the time.
He's busting himself.
Come on, Jish, pull it together.
No, I'm seeing what she's doing. She was hitting some wall all the time.
Can I just listen before Jish explains? George is on crutches. She's broken her leg. Okay. So, and you're spying on her from the cameras in engineering.
I was.
You're spying on her. You're spying on George.
I started typing some mail. Suddenly, I just I saw her on it because I heard some sound from that side.
Like you heard her, yeah. Oh, I hate working with Banks. Oh.
So when I saw,
he's killing himself.
I'm not very good in the wheelchair yet.
Oh, you were in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Oh, even funnier.
Okay.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Here's what you
missed! It's High FM, Robin Banks.
Hi.
I'm George Ryland. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're not on Instagram, are you?
No, I'm not.
Again, this is a mistake on your part. Yesterday, yeah. our Kathy Douglas,
yeah.
who's on at 1 o'clock,
right.
she fell off her bike. She posted a picture of her
oh,
leg.
Oh, no.
Really scraped her knee. I've okay. done this loads of times. It's really sore right yeah. over the kneecap. So I sent her a message. So, is your knee okay? I've just seen your Instagram.
Oh, that's nice.
And she said, you know, the problem with clipping your feet into the pedals is if you do an emergency stop, you get to unclip, you fall over. Yeah. It stings, but it's okay. I think I did a Ryland.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is over to you. If anything happens in your life, anything at all, where you think, oh, that shouldn't have happened. Oh, I've done myself a mischief. No, you've not. You have done a Ryland.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning,
good morning.
Good
morning. Good morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM. Let's
go! Hello, George. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Welcome
actually,
back, well, George.
No time.
We missed you all, but Robin didn't. He didn't miss you.
Who didn't?
You. Sorry about the accident. Our machine gun is back.
What did you say?
The machine gun is back.
The
I machine. Believe she's going to be.
Machine gun laughter. There she is.
Hello.
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 Oh, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning to you. Who's this?
This is Paul.
What's happening, yeah. Paul?
All right, Paul, what you got for us?
Okay, to let you know, you hate the gym, okay?
yeah, you're right, I do. I hate the gym.
Yeah, correct. So,
but I've got to get rid of this, Paul, this here.
Yeah,
I really
right.
do.
You know, I have a Thai, my wife is Thai.
Right.
And you know what the Thai ladies like? They do everything they can to look beautiful, whether it's slimming, whether it's their skin or everything. What they have in Thailand is a coffee that you drink once a day to get rid of the unwanted fat around the stomach.
I've seen stuff like
it's
this.
It's not this butter coffee
yeah,
thing,
yeah,
is
but
it?
This is this. My wife uses Fitney tea every day, and she eats six times a day, believe it or not.
Hang on, Fitney tea, did you just
yeah,
say?
You can buy it. You can buy this in Oman from the health store.
Is that?
Fitney tea.
Yeah, and what does that do?
That, again, loses all your... keeps you slim.
Yeah, but does it, though?
Yeah, well, if you want to look at my wife, yes, I'll show you. I'll
all right, send her some pictures of your wife.
How do you know it's the tea, though?
Yeah, maybe she's...
Sorry?
Maybe she's just fit, and maybe she, you
no,
know,
no, no,
she
no,
looks
no,
after
no.
herself.
She, if you see Thai ladies... I've been... The thing is, I've been married 2.5, 4 years, and I've been to Thailand many, many times over the years, but... If you see these, what these ladies do to keep their slimness and how much they eat per day is unbelievable.
Do they eat loads?
Ladies, what they eat, yes.
Right,
correct.
So, right,
that's
Fitney,
the dream.
Fitney, F-I-T-N-Y?
Yeah, if you go to the health store in your mouth, into the health store, one of the health stores, they'll have Fitney tea there.
Fitney tea, okay. I'm
we're going. On a lot of songs, Robin, we've got to go out.
Yeah, even more songs if you're coming with me.
We're going to need some meatloaf.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Hi, FM, Oman.
The internet turned 28 this month.
Is that all?
28 years old.
Insane.
Is the internet. So just imagine it, 28 years ago, Nigerian princes had to scam your grandmother by phone.
Must have taken so much longer.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, thank goodness we've got the internet now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us, because we don't have any.
This is High FM, it's Robin Banks. Dude, why are you making all the noise with a microphone?
I'm adjusting that.
You should have been doing that before we're on air.
Proper preparation.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's so unprofessional. George!
Don't do it, do you?
Yeah.
Ooh,
ow. Ow, my head. What happened? I crashed into the microphone. It's a radio accident we're having. Engineer Jish is here.
Morning.
Right, why are you all of a sudden here? I haven't seen you for 2 weeks.
You didn't call me. You don't want me. You know, you were so professional last week.
I didn't
that's the end of the bromance. You never call, you never write.
Yeah, but I don't need to call you in.
Like
I felt...
it's a job thing. Not yeah. turn up. Yeah.
I don't have to go out and call you. So for 2 weeks...
No, you look like, I mean, you didn't need me. You was like...
What does a look of I don't need you look like? I mean,
if you need,
need
me, you'll come there and call me. Come on, come to the studio.
Come to the studio, come on. Yeah. So it's my fault that
yeah.
you didn't drop in.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that you're always welcome.
No,
No.
I don't know.
You don't know that?
Yeah, I know, but...
Just saying it for the radio. Okay, that is point number one.
Okay.
Point number two, Beef.
Where's my wheelchair?
You had one yesterday.
Yes.
And I saw it for about 5 minutes.
It was not about 5 minutes. Actually, I submitted my residence card over there.
Well, hang on. What's your residence card got to do with George's wheelchair?
Yeah, that's why. I got the wheelchair from the security. So security needed my residence card. Otherwise, they will thought we'll get that, you know.
What?
That wheelchair. We'll
You were going to steal it?
Yeah. That's what they thought. So
did you not explain that George has got his new car?
I explained, but they said that it's their policy.
Well, where is it this morning?
You have to get that, Robin.
I've got to get it?
Yeah.
Why have I got to get it?
Why should I? You have to get it.
Why? Well, I don't even know where the security is.
I'll show you.
Okay, well, why didn't you show me yesterday?
That was so kind of me, you know. You didn't think of that. You didn't think of the wheelchair. You know that this mall got wheelchair and everything. They got first aid and everything and all. And you didn't try to...
So it's my fault.
See,
this is what happens, though. On the first day, everyone's got loads of sympathy. Oh, let me get this up, George. And after that, it's like, what should I do it for?
Not to do with me,
I didn't break it.
I went to the gym last night.
Ooh, is that the first time?
It's the first time.
Ever or in Oman?
In Oman.
Right.
And possibly ever in the last 10 years, because I've got to get rid of this.
How did it go?
Well, yeah, it went really well. Sammy up at the Cliff Club in the Crown Plaza.
I'm in the Cliff Club, yeah.
And he's training me. He said, yeah, I'll get rid of that and it'll take about a month.
A month?
Well, that's what he said.
Sweet.
Well, I don't believe him.
Right.
I think it'll take a bit more than a month to get rid of this. But he said, oh, yeah, you know, all your, is it your definition?
Yes.
All your definition's there. We just got to get rid of the fat.
Stuff over it. But everyone's got a six-pack. It's just they've got stuff over it.
I felt like an old man at the gym yesterday. Not because I was wheezing and panting, but because of what I must have looked like working the machines. And, you know, the weight machine where you put the weights on. I've seen old men do this. And the first thing that I've thought is, oh, how sweet. How lovely. He's at the gym.
Go
on, old man. Go. Do you know what it is? Right. So I sit down at the weight machine and I swear to you, I started off, I'm not pumping iron. I have no weights on it.
Did you know you had no weights on it?
Oh, I knew I had no weights on it. But he's doing that. And I went, Sammy, I've got no weights on it. He goes, oh, this is how we're starting off. That made me feel like an old man. You know, it goes from like, you know, 20, 40, and you put the little pin in.
And you did zero.
Dude, my pin was on the floor.
Sammy threw it away.
1 month. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Jish.
Yes?
When one of us goes to get George's wheelchair...
Please can someone, because...
Yeah, this is not an argument. One of us will go and get it, okay?
Okay.
So when one of us goes to get her wheelchair, can we put this on it?
Yes!
What about George Ryland on the back?
Oh, George Ryland on the back, yeah. This is the George Ryland wheelchair.
Yeah, like the chair that actors have.
Yeah, yeah, yes. We could do that, like a director's flag. Chair. So this is a nice Oman flag.
We
can
get it
flag.
Lowered with some lights.
We could do that, yeah, we could do that. Yeah.
And High FM coming out with big speakers.
Yeah, of course we could do that.
And we can do one more thing.
What's that?
What about this thing on the back side? If, in case...
She just pulled out a fire extinguisher.
How fast do you think I can go?
If there's a fire. It's all right. I'm coming.
Oh, man, that's great.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, kids. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. High FM.
Banks and Ryland here. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
This is High FM. McCain, the food company, that is huge in the frozen food business.
Massive.
Is recalling a load of their hash browns.
Oh, I love a hash brown.
Me
why?
Too. Because they contain golf balls. Parts of golf balls.
I was going to say, because you can't really hide a whole golf ball in a hash brown.
I don't know how golf balls will be harvested into potatoes, but I guess that's par for the course.
Oh!
Yes!
But this hasn't actually happened, has it?
No, this has happened.
Oh, it
this
has?
This is true news, yeah.
Oh, right.
This is true news. There is no cause for alarm, though. It was only a few balls. In fact, it was four... Four. There is a lot of confusion, not about how they got mixed in, but when they were cooking up the hash browns, should they have used a spatula or a putter? Oh, God. Robin
Banks. Don't you get it? He's messing with our heads.
Oldest trick in the book.
Yesterday,
all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Actually, yeah. My troubles were right in my face when you were filming me on my crutches.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yes, I do. Remember
that. Putting on Facebook?
Yes, I do. High FM Radio on Facebook is where it is. Let me just kick that up right now.
Have you seen the comments?
I saw a few of them yesterday, but I didn't log in after I watched it for about three or four times. And the hilarity ensued.
There's really nice ones. Speedy recovery, get well soon. Lots of people saying that. And and then there's one from, how do you say this, Magella? Magella Murphy.
Ah, Magella Murphy! Hello.
And it says, just showed my five-year-old. I told her, that's the girl on the radio that we like listening to in the car. She asked what happened to her. I said, I don't know. She says, maybe the man on the radio, in brackets Robin, got angry with her for something and kicked her. Yes, that's it. Robin Banks kicked me.
Get ready for one of the most explosive movies of the year.
Hang on to your ass.
Fire.
That was complete destruction.
Fart of the Furious.
You ready?
One thing I can guarantee, no one's ready for this.
Starring Vin Diesel.
I got no choice.
Charlize Theron.
This should be interesting. They're all mine.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Phase two.
Phase two? What's phase two?
Bounds away.
Ouch.
Now it's my turn.
And featuring special guest star Kurt Russell.
Oh, it took longer than I expected.
All right, you get style points for that one.
Woo! Fart of the Furious.
Come on! Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up!
High FM.
Turn it up!
I got rid of a lot of my stuff when I moved here.
Have you still got that box of stuff, though?
I have those two boxes of stuff.
Yeah.
They've now been moved from the living room. They're now downstairs. There's stuff that I've never used, right? Never used for years and years and years, and I brought it over here. Have you got stuff that you've never, ever used?
Yeah, that I brought over here.
You brought over?
Yeah. Hair stuff. Right. Now, I don't do anything with my hair. I wash it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I brush it, but quite often I do get into the radio station and think, didn't brush your hair, did you? I'm not that good at being a girl with my hair. And so I buy all this stuff for it. I don't even know what they're called, like gels and serums. I've got this big hair thing.
Yeah.
This is kind of like a hair dryer. I've just bought some straightening tongs, and they're all just in this drawer for the day when I might actually do my hair.
Yeah, but you might use it, right? You might
use it. I've had that big hair for over 2 years now, and I've not used it once.
I have had a marble desk calendar.
Marble?
It's marble, but there's a brass thing on top that you turn, and it's like a desk calendar.
Oh, yes, I know, yep.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I picked it up years and years ago, but I'd never use it. And seriously, this thing is like something that your grandmother would have. It was cool, but my wife has gone, why don't you just throw this out? But I brought it with me here. I also have got a really, really old Nokia 3310. It's pink, and it doesn't even turn on anymore.
I've got a drawer full of old iPhones.
I haven't thrown them away because I think it's cool, and I think the desk calendar actually is pretty cool. It's not worth any money.
But you've got Snake on there, right?
What is the coolest but most useless thing that you own? Let's have a little bit of WhatsApp fun.
All my right shoes.
George is in a cast, and she's got a nice new shoe. Do you like my new shoe that I've got? What's the coolest but most useless thing that you own? You don't have to take a picture of it. Just tell us, and we'll do the best, the funniest ones in about half an hour.
Robin Banks.
I am the law, okay?
Unless you're an aggressive minimalist, there's probably something in your home that you love. You remember you just had to buy it, but it has absolutely no purpose.
Neither use nor ornament.
So what's the coolest but most useless thing you own? A bit of WhatsApp fun. 79010959, and I've whittled this down to five. Number one, I have a giant 3-foot lava lamp. It takes 3 hours to heat up before it starts. So if somebody wants to see it, a lot of advanced planning is required. Nice one, Gavlo, for sending that in.
Gavlo.
Number two, a box of unopened rice Rice Krispies cereal from 1992.
Wow.
It's from Layla in Muscat. A film-grade Star Wars Stormtrooper uniform from Mark, who's listening on the app. Andy, who is going to work today. A 3D chocolate mould of my head that's back home in the fridge at my parents' house in the UK.
I'd love one of them.
And Muss's coolest thing that he owns, but it's the most useless, is a stuffed banana with a Rasta hat.
Hear me now!
It serves no purpose except as a memory of when I spent way too much money to finally win it from a fairground with my ex. You got to get
up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
This is High FM, it's Robin Banks. George Ryland.
Good morning.
Jish Newram is
morning.
Here. Engineer Jish.
Morning.
I have an apology for you, Jish.
For what?
Before 7 o'clock, something happened and I think I woke you up.
Yes.
So the radio station went off air for about 5 seconds.
Oh, yes, because you were playing recorded stuff, that's why.
Wait?
You were playing some recorded stuff, or you were not in the studio, that's why?
Well, yes, we were. We were here, we were live between 6 and 7.
No.
Yes.
If you are there, then we'll not be off air.
No, dude.
At that time,
dude,
there was a silence there.
Dude.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Just, mate, take the apology and run. Yeah, it's not going to happen very often. I don't know why you're doing this.
People are tuning in now. We were here, we were live between 6 and 7. Just because it's a holiday doesn't mean to say we were running old stuff.
But I think you are playing a verse of some recording things, you know?
Jish, yeah. I'm apologising to you. Why are you bringing that kind of stuff? Why are you bringing technical stuff to the airwaves that people don't actually care about?
Because you are always blaming us for that. Now it's a mistake from your side.
He has got a point there.
He has got a point. Okay, whatever happened, I'm sorry for my part of it.
So that's okay.
Let's just say mistakes were made.
Yeah,
mistakes were made. But the point is, it's okay. Now.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that you got that phone call, that alarm. So what happens? There's an alarm that's sent if it detects dead air on the radio station.
Yes.
In my head, there's a cattle prod right by Jish.
Yeah! They've done it again!
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. I
could be the one to wake up with High FM. Went to the gym yesterday. It was my second time at the gym yesterday in 10 years. And I had another moment where I felt like an old man. This time I had weights, okay?
You did have weights.
Yeah, I had weights on the machine. We were doing some weights.
You're in the game.
But I was doing some exercise. So I was lying back on a bench.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm lying on my back, lying back on a bench. And I had a really light weight in my hand.
Some kind of chest press?
No, because it was working these muscles at the back of my arm.
Yep.
Triceps, yep. Is it?
Right? Triceps.
So I had a really light weight. Like really, really light. In fact, it was just a bar in my hand.
It's a start.
I was holding my hand out like this. My entire arm was above my head. Okay, right. Are you picturing this?
Yep.
And then I'm pulling it back, so the weight is going now near my right ear.
Okay.
Okay, now it's really light, but my entire arm is shaking.
No.
Yeah, my entire arm is shaking. And I'm now laughing, and I'm looking at Sammy, and I'm going, oh, but it's really light. What is going on? He's going, yes, you haven't used those muscles. It's waking up the muscles. It's hard, but yet the weight is light. It's a really weird thing.
Because you never use those muscles.
How embarrassing is that, him saying that? But the most embarrassing thing then happened, because now my body is shaking, George. My body is shaking with this really light weight. This girl walks past.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.